This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA, who's getting you closer to the game than ever with exclusive prizes. Enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside. Enjoy responsibly. 2024 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. Michelob Ultra registered courtside sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and up. Begins October 19th, 2023 and ends June 12th, 2024. Multiple entry periods. See official rules at MichelobUltra.com/rules for free entry, entry deadlines, prices, and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
Is this on?
We've spent the past week we have been studying these tapes.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Man, that rumble, the rumble weekend that wasn't, and then that Raw after the rumble.
Man, how about those rumble fajitas?
Highlight, Eric.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
The fallout from the Royal Rumble.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bad news after bad news, I feel.
Is WrestleMania ruined?
Yeah. The whole thing is ruined.
Right.
Just might be.
I think Barrett wasn't there because he's being repackaged into Bad News Barrett again.
Oh, yeah. They're bringing him back.
Yeah.
Because they need bodies.
Clearly.
They need him to tell all the bad news.
There was a lot of bad news.
I mean, this was everyone's most anticipated match, and now it's not happening, and that sucks.
Yeah, as soon as they heard CM Punk's elbow or tricep was broken, whatever it was.
Torn.
Triple H is like, somebody call The Rock.
Yeah, sure. Like,
he's not answering. We're doing it this year.
We gave him $30 million just to say he's on the board. He doesn't have to do anything, and he gets $30 million.
Pretty much.
We just bought Vince's 20 million shares, the rest he has left, and we just gave them to The Rock. Now he has $2 billion from us. Can he wrestle a match?
The boys just ran the numbers. He's actually the majority shareholder now.
Probably.
Yeah. We're going to recap Raw, some interesting news and rumors. But first, we have to thank a couple new patrons.
Hey.
Thank you to Nathan Lee and Justin Hedges.
Yeah.
First time signing up. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have so many brackets, weekly AEW recaps. And coming very soon, we are releasing our first ever What's Wrong With Wrestling, What If?
Follow me.
What if?
Through a journey of time and space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went through like, I think, 25 to 30 different what if scenarios. Like, what if Chris Benoit didn't murder his family?
Yep. Yes.
What if WCW defeated WWE?
Right.
A lot of interesting things like that.
What if there was no Hulkamania?
Yes, right. That's right.
That was ran wild, brother.
That was a good one.
That's a universe Eric wants to live in.
Yeah. What did we determine? He was just like a pasta cook somewhere?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, something like that.
Beating up people if they don't want it, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, Nathan and Justin. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You can try it for free.
What?
For 7 days.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Raw opens with Pat McAfee.
He's back.
Yes. Michael Cole and Pat McAfee are the new commentary team for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, right.
What happens to Wade Barrett? We'll talk about that in rumors.
I never noticed that Pat McAfee's music just starts with, hey! Let's go!
Yeah, because everyone's like, what?
Right, because the music hits and everyone's like, what the fuck? Hey, what?
Right. Well, it used to be the... Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, right, that was fun. Dun. But I guess I get tired of paying for that.
He's had the music for over a year now.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I like it. I like the entrance video too.
It's funny. I mean, it's very similar to that song.
It is.
Like, it is a ripoff of that song.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we have an in-ring promo from CM Punk.
Yes.
He walks out, and his right arm is in a sling. And this is every wrestling fan.
The collective.
The collective. Even the AEW marks that pretend to hate him.
Yes.
They secretly love him.
I know.
They were crying when he came out. Anyways, Punk walks out. He signs a championship belt for a little kid.
Yeah.
It was funny because as soon as he signed it, like, Punk wanted to have some moment with the kid, and the kid immediately just turned around to, like, show his mom.
Right. The kid left to go sell it on eBay.
Yeah. Punk.
It's funny.
Punk high-fives Mets guy.
Oh.
But he ignores green shirt guy.
Good. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
You mean the plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, someone, because, you know, they had the Royal Rumble press conference, and I didn't really watch it, but I saw on Twitter, someone had a screenshot and green shirt guy was back there. They're like, oh, green shirt guy is media?
Interesting. He's media. We should be fucking
media. That's when
all
the rumors about him being a plant started coming out. It's like, yeah. Oh, he works for them.
Yeah.
So Punk gets in the ring and he takes a good look at the WrestleMania sign. Yeah. And with tears in his eyes.
Oh, wait.
Real tears.
With a tear in the my eye, I'm not going to WrestleMania.
Yeah. But this is very different than later in the show where there were crocodile tears. These were real tears, seen from CM Punk.
Yeah.
You could actually see his eyes watering.
Right.
Punk says, I came real close Saturday night, and I felt like I had it in the palm of my hand. Mm. Congrats to Cody. I hope he finishes his story at WrestleMania. Punk reveals what the Dirt Sheets reported on Sunday. He tore his right triceps during the Rumble. Mm. And it was funny because, like, late Saturday night, I was on Twitter and people were like, Punk, like, they showed a replay of Drew McIntyre giving Punk the Future Shock DDT. Mm. And after that, Punk rolled off and grabbed his arm. And then you could even see him telling Jessica Carr that, like, he's hurt. People were like, oh, God, I hope this isn't serious. And everyone was like, no, it's probably not serious. And then, of course, Sunday comes around.
And it's serious.
Punk says, I thought maybe I could just tape it and win Elimination Chamber and get my main event in WrestleMania, but it's just not in the cards. And as much as it was my dream as a kid, maybe it's just not going to happen.
Ouch.
That was kind of heartbreaking.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows how to get sympathy. He's great on the mic.
For sure.
Punk says, don't feel sorry for me. And he talks about how one of his best friends has cancer, but he's always in a good mood. So how can he complain, right?
Yeah.
Punk says,
you didn't get the name?
I was it important?
It was to me.
Why?
Was his name Eric Hamilton?
Yes. So it's his friend Chad Gilbert.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Chad Gilbert is the guitar player for Newfound Glory.
Oh, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yes.
Oh.
He's been missing a lot of shows because he's been fighting cancer.
Yeah.
You know, it really sucks.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, he's still powering through it.
Right.
So
Punk says, I don't call myself the best in the world because I win all the time. I lose more often than I win. You guys saw me fight in the UFC.
Nope.
Yeah, not great. But God damn it, I had a dream and I did it because it scared the crap out of me. But it didn't scare me as much as coming back after 10 years. WrestleMania scares me. It's a goal that might haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I really like how he finished his promo.
This is a bump in the road. It is adversity, and I have overcome adversity countless times in the past. I do not focus on those who are negative. I do not focus on those who tell me I can't. I'm not tall enough. I'm not big enough. You got stupid hair. You got the wrong tattoos. None of that matters, because each and every single one of you, every single day, wake up, and your teachers and your garbage men, and it doesn't matter what you do, because you wake up and you keep going. You put food on your family's table, and by God, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. WrestleMania 40, I guess it's not in the cards, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm a Chicago Cubs fan, and this isn't the first time, and it won't be the last time I say this. There's always next year. I'm going to bust my hat. Not what I was expecting.
I'm a Jets fan. So yeah, that resonated with me as well. Sure. Even more so because the Cubs won a few years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a Jets fan.
They got this.
And we've been saying this every year
for
my entire life.
Okay.
It's been over 50 years since the Jets won a Super Bowl. There's always next year.
Yep. Yeah.
That really, really resonated with me.
But it's all fake.
Yeah.
It's all part of a storyline because Drew kicks it.
So is the NFL.
Well, that's right.
Tay-Tay, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
If I was Brock Purdy, I'd start dating like Beyonce or something.
I know, right?
Whatever he could do.
Seriously. Yeah.
Who's bigger than Tay-Tay? Not many.
So Drew McIntyre gets in the ring and Punk holds his microphone like a weapon. Drew tells Punk, I said some terrible things about you since you returned, but I can relate to everything you're saying. I had my WrestleMania dreams taken away from me. I was fired from this place. And when I was listening to you talk about your buddy Chad, I can relate to that as well because Drew's mother died of cancer, so he was getting real there.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know what I believe in. I'm not much of a spiritual person, but I want you to know this. I prayed for this, and it happened.
Ooh, what a fucking line.
Yeah. So good.
Wow.
He says, I couldn't sleep after you eliminated me on Saturday, but then I heard the news the next day, and I slept like a baby.
That's great. That's amazing.
You won the battle, but you didn't win the war. Mission accomplished. I exorcised the demon.
This house is clear.
Known as CM Punk. Now I'm going to find a way into the world title match at WrestleMania, and I'm going to the main event, and I'm going to live CM Punk's dream again.
Kyrie.
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again. Again. Again.
So Punk gets in Drew's face.
Bless you.
And says, my heart hurts more than my tricep does. Mm. I'm going to go rehab it. And when I come back, I'm going to main event WrestleMania. But the first on my checklist is you.
Oh, that would be nice.
I wouldn't have picked a fight with a giant man right then and there, but
sure. Fuck it.
You know, happens.
Drew goes for a cheap shot, but Punk ducks and gets a couple shots in with his injured arm. But Drew headbutts him. And then Drew stomps on Punk's injured arm.
Injured.
Drew, well, it's fake, Joe. He fake stomped. He didn't really stomp on his arm.
He stomped the arm. I mean, everyone watched it. I watch wrestling. He stomped it.
Can you?
They're stunned.
You fucking mark.
First one of the night.
Damn it.
All right. Jill wins.
He stomped it.
Drew yells, scream for me. And Punk does.
Wee.
And then say,
squeal like a pig, boy.
Stomp me harder, daddy. What?
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 Sami Zayn runs out and attacks Drew, but Drew retreats with a big smile on his face.
A big erection.
Yeah. So when they first announced like he tore his triceps, they were like, well, if it's a small tear, that's only like, you know, a few months. But if it's a full tear, it's, you know, 6 to 8 or something like that. And now they're saying that it's a full tear.
Ooh, man.
Ooh.
So he's going to be gone a while.
Cody kind of had to deal with this when he kind of showed up.
Right.
Yeah.
He was like,
why you got your pussy, Punk?
Right.
Yeah.
Get the big purple pec muscle.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that was the pec.
I know.
I mean, and he wrestled one match and then,
one match.
It was awesome, but
it was amazing.
But that, I think the thing was, it's like, well, Seth is legitimately injured, so he can't be 100% for Mania. We can't have two guys that are like at 50% wrestle a main event match.
Two halves don't make a whole.
I think at that point they were like, yeah, let's just save it for next year.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
All right, first match of the night, we have DIY versus Damian Priest and Finn Balor for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship.
Yep.
Easy, buddy.
Go ahead. I'm waiting. I didn't watch it.
First of all,
what a great match. What a great match, by the way. There were like three false finishes.
Yeah.
Where I was like,
Joe really wanted that dollar.
Fuck the dollar. I wanted them to have the tag titles.
Me too.
And I thought, oh, it's the first match of the night. They're not going to. But then like they tricked me three times. I was tricked.
Here's the thing. What are they going to do with these tag belts?
Right.
Do you know when they combine these belts? Do you know how long it's been?
It was like
the Usos had them.
It was like right after Roman combined the belts.
Yeah.
It was 2000 or 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, wait, when?
It was in
2022.
It sounds just like
May of 2022.
Like,
it's been almost 2 years.
Backlash or something.
Why are they, first of all, if they're going to just be combined, then just make some new belts and combine them.
Right.
But obviously they're going to separate them at some point, which is, I think, the that's a mistake. Hmm. You should keep them because they don't really care about tag teams that much anyway.
They don't.
And to be defending two different tag belts every pay-per-view is so fucking dumb.
Right.
No.
Like, I never liked... You want to have two world champions, you know, male and female, that's fine. But, like... WWE never really cared that much about tag teams anyway. So
well,
one
in the
tag
Attitude
team champion
era.
Well, yeah, but there again, there was one. There were one tag.
One, yeah, right. Exactly.
There was only one. There weren't two different championships.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but it's like 2 years of holding the two belts. I mean, that's the longest they've ever done that ever.
Yeah.
You know,
I think they just don't know what to do. That's got to be
like how to split them up.
That's got to be it. Fuck no. Not, you could do that any 100 ways to split them up. I think they're just like, they don't know which way they want to go. Do we combine them? Do we split them up? I don't think they know. And that's why they just keep it going like this.
Yeah.
It's horrible. They're probably waiting for their like TV deals to go and be like, all right, do we need a tag team title belt on each show? And
yeah, that'll pop a rating. Anyways, Johnny hit Priest with one final beat. Ciampa gave Balor white noise off the second rope, but Balor kicked out. DIY hit Balor with meat in the middle.
Meat.
And then Johnny went for the pin, but Priest grabbed Balor's leg and put it under the bottom rope.
Kind of. It was like on 2.5, he grabbed his leg. The ref just stops. He's like, what's happening over there? Like, yeah. He got to 3.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Is he jerking him off? That's illegal. You can't do that.
Where does it say
and
that?
I'm next.
Where does it say that?
Balor went for the coup de grace on Johnny, but Johnny moved. And then Johnny put Balor in the Gargano escape. And Ciampa put Priest in the Sicilian stretch. But Priest powdered out and dropped Ciampa onto Johnny. Mm. In the end, Priest gave Johnny a flatliner on the announce table. And then Priest gave Ciampa the razor's edge, and then Balor hit the coup de grace for the win. Yep. After the match, JD McDonagh and Dominic Mysterio came out to celebrate, and then Priest asked R-Truth to come out so he could apologize for attacking him in the Rumble. Truth comes out, and he tells Priest, I converted your cash to crypto, and I liquidated all your assets. What?
Well, even Priest says that.
Yeah,
when
Truth says that, it means he just put all of his money in a blender.
Yes,
yeah.
And liquefied
it. I liquidated it.
Truth tells Priest, "You're like my older brother," and Priest's like, "You're older than me." Truth calls Balor that weird uncle everyone has.
Okay,
and then Truth says Tom and Nick Mysterio, but the crowd boos, and he's like, "All right, my bad." And then Truth calls JD that stepbrother that you don't want to admit is in the family. Finally, Priest tells Truth, you're not part of the Judgment Day. I've always liked you, and that's why I'm not going to be the one to do this.
Yeah.
And then JD attacks Truth from behind.
Truth's like, what are you doing, stepbrother?
Yeah.
But the Miz runs out for the save.
Like an idiot.
And he fails.
Yeah.
And they are both laid out.
They both get murdered.
You want to know what's happening with these tag titles?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What?
No. There's no way.
The awesome Truth.
There's no way.
Is going to beat them
you
for these tag titles.
You bite your tongue,
bitch.
Don't shoot the messenger, guys.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't.
Who told you?
I didn't decide this.
Who did?
I mean, what? This is the story they're telling.
Who did? Who decided this?
Someone. Some guy. I don't know. I don't know if he's around anymore, but I heard he's still texting Bruce Pritchard.
Oh, no.
According to Ronda Rousey, she's like, if Bruce Pritchard's still there, then Vince still has power there.
Oh, wow.
She said that Vince, like, you know, fun, like, put all of his ideas through Bruce Pritchard and, like, make it happen. That's what he did. But, yeah, awesome Truth versus Balor and Priest at WrestleMania.
WrestleMania?
Oh. I think so. I mean, that's my, yeah, that's an educated guess.
God, I don't know if I want Randy or Seth.
I could be both.
This is
like
stupid.
Yeah, this is worse than Zack Ryder and... Kurt Hawkins, or whatever his name is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When they won the titles. Like,
yeah.
At least there are two legit wrestlers.
Right. Next up, we have Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler versus Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. And look, McAfee being back is a good thing. But, you know, not everything he does is great. And this was his fault.
So, Kat, I don't think you said her name right. If Samantha Irvin just said her name right, I would like to hear it that way.
Chelsea Green.
Okay.
Shut up, Michael.
I mean, he's kind of making fun of it in a way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, Cole, I don't know why she says it like that.
Well, first
that.
Of all,
yeah, she, why does she said say it?
She said it like that. And then for the past couple months, she stopped saying it like that. And there was a report that they were telling Samantha Irvin, like, don't do special intros for people. Because she would actually do that with a couple people.
Right.
She would do a Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci. Like, she would pronounce them, you know.
You so know, she all was doing racist-like.
That. Yeah, super racist.
Yeah.
And now she's back to doing the Chelsea Green thing. So whatever. But I've never heard a crowd this quiet for a match. And I'm counting the COVID shows.
Mm.
Like, you could...
That's Zoe, pretty quiet. No one's pretty quiet. Yeah.
Zoe hit Chelsea with go to tits.
Yeah.
And it was go to tits.
It was.
And you could hear a fucking pin drop.
Right. And also...
It was so flat. No one cared.
Chelsea was like her smiling tits. Or laughing.
Who?
Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
While she got the go to tits?
Yeah.
Well, probably tickled her nipple. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking funny. Have you ever seen her do it?
Nipple tickle.
Fucking hilarious.
Like, again, Triple H is in charge, right? He has to give a shit. Every single time she hits that move, it comes nowhere. It's nowhere near their head. It's always a knee to the tits. Come on. Triple H.
Do a new.
What the fuck are you doing?
Get a different move.
Teach her. Teach her. Teach her. She clearly fucking can't do it.
Hit her.
Teach her something
hit her.
Else. She can't that. Do it.
Hit the
Can
T-hard.
She just do Shayna's fucking Coquina Clutch or whatever the fuck it is. Kira Fuda, whichever one is hers.
Yeah, Kira Coquina.
Coquina.
Can she just put her in a Cocaine. Headlock?
Coquina.
Yeah. So Zoe and Shayna win. Who cares?
Yep.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes. Samantha Irvin introduces him as the 2023 and 2024 Royal Rumble winner. He grabs the mic. So,
what am I talking about?
And then Cody makes Samantha Irvin introduce him again because he's a narcissistic heel. Hey, remember Shane McMahon?
Do it again.
Yeah. Remember when Shane McMahon won that Best in the World tournament?
Yeah.
What did he make Greg Hamilton do every single week?
Yeah.
Same.
He would make him say it twice.
Yeah.
And that's Cody Rhodes.
Like a little bit better this time.
Right.
He's like, that was good this time. Say it again.
Yeah. Well, remember, Cody married a ring announcer.
Yeah, so he knows.
And Brandy wasn't there last night. So.
Oh.
Oh.
He's trying to cuck Ricochet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Then Cody starts to fake cry. And this is just why I don't really like Cody. One of the reasons it's hard to like Cody.
Yeah.
Because Punk comes out there. He's legitimately injured.
Right.
And I don't ever remember Punk crying in a promo.
Right.
Like, people are like, this is the realest promo CM Punk's ever cut. Yeah. You know, he's usually cocky, whether he's a face or a heel.
Yeah.
And he cried and it seemed real. It was like, you know, he was finally going to main event WrestleMania. That was always his biggest dream. And then Cody's crying because he won the Royal Rumble. I just don't buy it. He fake cries and then he tells the crowd, on Saturday, you have no idea how much I needed you. It's like, what? It's just so dumb. It's so fucking fake.
Right.
You needed the fans to cheer you to win the Rumble? Okay, fine. That's a babyface thing. But you don't have to be crying.
Crying
that just comes off so phony.
It's annoying. It's annoying to watch him do it. Yeah.
This is why I honestly don't give a fuck whether he, you know,
finishes his
beats Roman or if it's not that. So Cody then looks at the WrestleMania sign. He says, let's get to it. Let's make WrestleMania 40 official. Burn it down.
Yeah. Burn that shit down.
Freaking Rollins limps to the ring and congratulates Cody for back-to-back Rumble victories. Seth says, if you choose to fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, you're making a mistake. Mm. I think you should fight me instead. And the crowd had a mixed reaction about that.
Right.
Some yeses, some noes. Mm-hmm. He says, I watched you at the Royal Rumble press conference, and you said you were the guy. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you're not the guy. Roman Reigns isn't even the guy. I'm the guy.
I mean,
yeah.
World Heavyweight Championship is the title in WWE.
It's not wrong.
This title came to be because these people were sick and tired of Roman Reigns rarely defending the title and cheating every single time to win. This title is our title. We leveled the playing field with the World Heavyweight Championship. We don't need Roman Reigns at all.
Yeah.
And then Seth asks Cody, what title do you want? The Hollywood title? The Hulk Hogan title?
Ooh.
The one for posers and frauds, brother?
Oh.
Wow.
The title for people who politic their way to the top, dude.
Wait, did he say that?
Yeah. No, not dude, but he said that.
Politic, yeah.
He did say politic.
Yeah.
He says, or do you want the Dusty Rhodes title? Do you want the Workhorse Championship, the Blue Collar Championship? Because that's what the World Heavyweight Championship means. Who's the very best between these ropes? You don't have to give me an answer right now, but I want to know what's in here.
All right.
And he puts his finger on Cody's heart.
Cock.
And he asks, what kind of man do you want to be?
Boop. And?
And then Cody said,
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
I mean, like, we've already seen them wrestle three times, but that was such a good promo from Seth that I was like, I think he should choose Seth.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Cody, I think you should beat me for a fourth time.
Come on, MJF. You get that one.
You fucking
mark! Right. That's just because they're like, fuck it, let's do Rock.
I mean, they haven't had a Mania match.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cody says, I'll think about it. He leaves. But yeah, this is a clever way to have Cody choose Seth if Rock is going to fight Reigns at Mania.
Two things. It's the WWE title is finishing his story through his dad. For sure. For sure. I get you're going to change things because of injuries or whatever, but that's what it is. It's the WWE title. It's making it significant again. Number two, so like he just owns Seth because he'd have to win this title at Mania.
Of course. Seth is legit hurt.
Like he owns him.
He would beat Seth for a fourth time.
Fourth time. That's crazy.
Right. Sure. I mean, that's what they'll do if Rock decides to do the match. I think for... The reason he said I'll think about it is because they're still trying to finalize
the Rock is still
whether
thinking
the Rock
about it.
Is gonna
I have always thought this. I've always thought the right person. Now look, you built a storyline around Sami Zayn. So yeah, it seemed like maybe he should beat Roman because he was bullied. They built a storyline around Jey Uso. He's not a champion. We've seen him now. He's not a world champion.
Right.
He's just not. So the person I've always thought, you know, have Cody take this belt off Seth, let him get healthy. He's the only guy that never loses to Roman, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember like when Roman even like he won that weird match that they had?
Yeah,
at the Rumble.
Yeah, where like by DQ. He wore the shield stuff.
Yeah, Seth won by DQ.
So, and obviously he beat him at Money in the Bank that one year. So it's like he kind of owns him. It'd be nice for him to be like, you know what? I'm taking this off of you because we were friends.
Sure.
We've got a long history and you can't beat me.
Yeah.
That'd be a great pop like someday if he's like, I've beaten everyone multiple times and then burn it down. Like coming back from injury.
Yeah. Right.
That would go again. If they don't take it off of him this Mania, maybe wait for Seth to come back from injury.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. They're still clearly telling some story there because you think about the, that was what, the 2022 Rumble when they fought?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, why not just have Roman win there? Why did he have to lose to Seth again? Like, yeah, he retains, but he loses by DQ. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting. I think he's only beaten Seth like one time in like all the times they fought each other.
Right.
Has he though even?
Yeah, he beat Seth once.
Maybe
once?
Like on a Raw, right?
Yeah, something like that. It was not one of the bigger matches. But you know, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. I've always wondered why they've protected that. And I thought maybe.
But it's interesting because now how does Cody be like, no, I don't want the Dusty Rhodes title. You know? I guess you'd have to have him show up to SmackDown and be like, hey, and then like the Bloodline just murders him.
Yeah.
They like beat up his mom. And then he's like, well, I have to fight that. They beat up my mom.
You can easily
and then
just...
Seth's like, I can beat up your mom. And then Seth beats up his mom.
Seth ones up him. He fucks his mom.
You see Roman punch the mom, me. And Seth like, no, punches the mom, me.
Yeah. Then Vince is like, I've got a better idea.
Such good shit.
Literally.
That is new meaning.
Too soon?
Wow, you have to get rid of that button
now.
Yeah,
that's gone. That's gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to get canceled.
Or is it better than ever?
It's better than ever. No, all it really has to do is say, Seth, I understand where you're coming from. It's the working man's title, but it is not the title that my dad could have competed for. That title didn't exist when he was alive, and the only title that existed when he was alive is the WWE
was
title.
The undisputed,
was the undisputed
WWE Universal Championship.
No.
Touche. Touche.
That title was around.
Which one?
The World Heavyweight Championship.
Why? Yeah. WCW?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what The Rock does. Mm. You know?
Right. Mm.
If Cody does end up fighting Roman, then at this point, who fights Seth? Gunther?
Yeah, that's what I think.
But then Gunther, does he drop his title?
I mean, there's so many plans for Mania that have potentially changed now because of this. Like, you could also do LA Knight versus Seth Rollins, crown LA Knight. That's a,
wow.
You know, the fans would love that.
Yeah, but you'd almost have to have Seth go heel to make that right.
I mean, Seth can go heel at any
LA Knight just wins the chamber and then he's fighting Seth.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have Jey Uso versus Big Bronson Reed. Reed's Titantron has a video of him destroying buildings as if he's Godzilla.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that.
He's 5'8".
Yeah.
And he's destroying buildings.
Sure.
So stupid.
Skyscrapers.
Average Bronson Reed.
Reed goes for the tsunami, but Jey moved out of the way, so no one got soaked.
No one got soaked.
I was watching at home. I said, Bronson Reed, make me soaked.
And he
didn't.
He actually soaked him too much, and he drowned. So.
Yeah.
Rip.
I was ready to
bust a nut.
Yeah. He's going to bust a nut.
When he came out, I was soaked.
Jey hit Reed with a spear and then a tsunami of his own for the win.
Yeah.
Uso splash.
Everyone needs to chill with the spear. Too many people do the spear.
Oh, I know.
And it's the easiest move anyone can do. That's right. What's annoying about it.
Yeah.
Well, you ready for the latest main roster acquisition? Braun Breaker? That's what his finisher is.
I know.
It's a fucking spear.
It's a fucking spear.
Backstage. Welcome back, Andrade. Adam Pearce officially signs Andrade to Raw. Nick Aldis walks in. And he's like, oh, that's a shame because SmackDown had a very handsome contract for you.
Including your own LWO stable.
Yeah.
Handsome, Pierce, like your wife.
Right. Pierce says, SmackDown should have been a little quicker on the trigger. And it's like, well, Andrade now looks like the idiot.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you just took the first offer that was given to you.
Right. Exactly.
Stupid ass.
Don't know how to negotiate.
Before there are no more offers, I take the first one.
Yeah. Pierce, SmackDown should have been a little quicker on the trigger. And then Andrade tells all this, say hello or hola to Zelina Vega for me. It's like, don't tease us. Just do it.
Come on.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
You can't say that and then not do it.
Yeah. Give me my nut.
Make me come.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it already. Sure. Get her out of that shit stable.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even do anything anyway.
No.
Did you see on SmackDown?
No.
what's her fucking name? Electra Lopez
rejoined
Legado.
Yes.
She was the original one in Legado.
Yep.
Then when they came up, they replaced her with Zelina Vega.
Yep.
Now she's back with Legado.
But she was still on NXT this week. So.
Oh. And that's just so that Vega has someone to fight in that stable, I guess.
Yeah, correct. They can go like 4-on-4 or something.
All right, have your 1 4-on-4 match and then go to Raw. Be with Andrade. Stop dressing like a fucking Twitch streamer. You know, get those red pants from the 2018 Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Or sorry, TakeOver.
TakeOver.
TakeOver Philly.
Yes.
And just, you know, get the black hair again.
Call me. Yeah. Or put her over as a singles wrestler finally.
No, she
doesn't. Gave her the Queen of the Ring and then that was it.
She's a better manager. You know, just do your apron Hurricane Rana spot once a match to help Andrade win.
Yeah, there you go.
So then Aldis tells Pierce, I lent you Bailey for the night, and this is how you treat me? And Pierce says, whoa, women aren't treated like objects around here anymore, you piece of shit. Are you one of Vince's guys, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Misogynistic
piece of shit.
Pierce says, it's just business. And then Aldis says, we have to discuss Elimination Chamber. But then he gets a phone call and he says, oh, it's Bron Breakker. And he walks away. And Pierce is like, yeah, you better take that.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess you don't want him?
No.
Aldis is like, oh, it's Bron Breakker. And Pierce is like, oh, hey, you dropped something.
Right.
This name.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He's like, oh, you dropped something.
I love how Pierce.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, Pierce. That's basically what he said. Oh, you better take that.
Yeah.
I just got Andrade. You'll have your NXT.
Pierce is like, I already got five guys that do a spear on my roster. Yeah, okay, right. I don't need a sixth.
No, but that's what they acted like. They're like, yeah. Oh, Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
You can have him.
Right.
Yeah.
Guy's a piece of shit.
Again, what is this going to, is this going to lead to a match?
I don't know.
Isn't that like,
God,
feel
I hope not.
Like WrestleMania?
Mania?
Yes.
Like when they did Trump versus Vince, they each pick a guy.
No, they were wrestlers. I think they'll fight. They'll have a match.
Pretty sure they already have wrestlers.
There's 10 hours of Mania matches.
Fuck.
Pretty sure you could go see their matches on YouTube.
That's probably true.
They were both NWA champions.
Do they like do a tag team or do they just one-on-one? There's no way they would get a one-on-one.
Like they scissor.
Well, what do you mean? Look, they could do a one-on-one match.
It could
match.
Be like,
yeah.
It's like, Aldis, you choose a wrestler off your roster to team with you, and I'll pick a wrestler off mine to team with me.
But they're not Vince and Trump. They actually know how to wrestle.
I know.
They were wrestlers. So you could do it. I just don't know that anyone would care.
Correct.
Because, I mean, they don't do enough to make us care.
Yeah.
No. And it's just every week it's like, no, well, fuck you. And that's it. It's
teach
nothing.
You a lesson.
It could be over like a superstar who they get to sign where like they can't figure it out.
Right.
So
I mean, you could do the draft and whoever wins, they get the first pick in the next draft.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Fine. Yeah.
This has never worked.
No, ever.
Like since the beginning, like, you know, you had Bischoff and Vince and that was interesting because they're both like, they were both very entertaining and they have strong personalities and we know about these guys. Adam Pearce is a robot, and Nick Aldis is a British robot. They're both fucking robots.
He's Jarvis.
Oh, you got Andrade. That's good for you.
Neat.
Meh. You know, that's it. They're not interesting. They're fucking boring.
Yeah. Speaking of boring, what's next?
We have Kofi Kingston versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kofi hit Trouble in Paradise and tried to go for the pin, but Gunther rolled out of the ring because he's just so smart.
So smart. He's like a general.
Yeah.
Like a 5-star general.
Yeah, in the ring. Kofi hits the double leg drop from the top rope, but Gunther kicks out. Kofi hits SOS, but Gunther kicks out. In the end, Gunther clotheslines Kofi, kicks him into the corner, and hits a powerbomb for the win. You know, it's funny. For all the stiff moves that Gunther does, he does a stiff chop, a stiff clothesline, like even a drop kick. His powerbomb is weak as fuck.
Weird.
Yeah.
You know?
He probably killed a man one day.
Take a page out of Kevin Owens. He does it. Kevin Owens might do the powerbomb better than anyone. Mm-hmm. Like even Kevin Nash, that was his fucking move. Kevin Nash would just lift him up and then just drop them.
Early on, like, he did really good moves.
Owens would fucking slam. Owens slams you down.
But what does he do?
When he fucking slams you down.
When Nash almost killed the Big Show, I think he started doing it a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't do it. I mean, he was
He killed him!
Yeah. Oh, God.
Remember did they even practice
who
that?
How do you practice that?
Remember in War Games in WCW when they had the top of the cage and Sid tried to powerbomb. Who did he try to powerbomb? But then the guy hit the top of the cage and then Sid just dropped him on his head. Because the cage was too short. You couldn't do it. It's like, you guys didn't think about this?
Yes.
Don't powerbomb him. After the match, Xavier Woods checks on Kofi, but they are jumped and laid out by Vinci and Kaiser. So there you go. You know, they're kind of setting up as if Big E's going to return and save them.
I know, right?
Because it's 3v2.
Yeah, every week.
Next up, we have Natalya and Tegan Nox versus the Kabuki Warriors.
Why?
Natalya goes for the sharpshooter on Asuka, but Kairi saves her. Natalya throws Kairi out of the ring. Then Natalya is standing right in front of her partner, Tegan, like as close as I am to Eric. And she's like, Tegan, tag me. Tag me, Tegan. Do it. Come on, tag me. It's like, just fucking hit her.
Right.
Just slap her arm. Tag.
Slap her ass.
Tegan, tag me. Do it. And Eric, tag me right now. Good job. So Tegan ignores Natalya, tries to kick Kyrie, but Kyrie trips her. And then in the end, Asuka holds Natalya in position for a Scorpion death drop. But then Kyrie jumps off the top rope to give Natalya the insane elbow while Asuka hits the Scorpion death drop. The insane elbow is better by itself.
Correct.
It looks dumb. They're, you know.
Yeah.
You could think of something better than this.
Come on.
So many of these tag team moves just don't look good.
Yeah.
Like party pussies.
Oh, right.
So didn't Tegan throw Natalya out or try to of the Rumble?
She threw her out.
Yeah.
So now she trusts her. She's like, oh, her
best every now, woman for herself.
Best friends.
Kabuki wins. Bukkake wins.
Bukkake.
But yeah, I guess they're teasing some sort of breakup between Natalya and Tegan Nox that no one cares about.
Oh, yes.
My God. Backstage, Jackie Redmond interviews Party Pussy. It's a party in your pussy. And Party Pussy says that they're getting their tag title rematch next week on Raw. That's great.
Great.
That's nice.
Just great.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bayley with the rest of Damage Control in the ring. Bayley says, I may have not been on the poster for the Royal Rumble, but I stand before you the winner. She brags about breaking Rhea Ripley's record for longest time in the Rumble for women. So Mommy walks out and starts talking shit, but Nia Jax attacks her from behind because she's a monster.
She is.
They end up in the ring, but Nia runs Rhea over and gives her 3 leg drops and the Annihilator.
Yeah.
Nia grabs the mic from Bayley and says, you can pick Io, you can pick anybody else, but Rhea isn't making it to WrestleMania. And a scared Bayley says, yeah, I'm going to make my announcement on Friday. And then there was a... They cut to Io looking nervous outside the ring.
Sure.
Like, oh, no. So, this was why I didn't pick Bayley to win the Rumble. Because I couldn't think of a logical reason that she would pick Io. And if this is going to be the reason, that's a shitty reason.
Wait, what? Yeah. What do you think the reason would be?
That she's afraid of Nia Jax.
That's dumb. They still have to beat her up.
Before. There's no way that I think WWE would do something stupid, Eric.
I think she keeps putting off her decision until she gets screwed over by them.
Right.
For sure.
Like she's making them nervous about it because she's not announcing what she's doing. And then Io's like, I knew you were going to pick me. She's like, I was about to pick Rhea.
And then they all beat her up.
Maybe.
Where does Dakota fall in this?
So, well, she'll stay with Damage Control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can't really do anything with Bayley.
Not right now.
Yeah.
We don't know when she's coming back.
I know.
Finally, for the main event, we have Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn. Yeah. I can push a button. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, it works.
Sami's first match back, and he's fighting the same guy.
Same guy.
But he's the one that took him out, so I guess. Drew threw Sami over the announce table, and then he got in the ring and started counting along with the ref. Sami gave Drew a sunset flip powerbomb off the second rope. Drew went for a claymore, but Sami countered with the blue thunderbomb. Mm. Drew hit white noise from the second rope, but Sami kicked out. Then in the end, Sami went for a haluva kick, but Drew ducked and put his arms up.
He cowered in the corner.
Yeah.
And Sami, in doing so,
Sami runs into Drew's arms with his dick. He goes dick first.
Flying dick first into Drew.
Sami falls and grabs his balls.
Oh, my balls.
Oh, my balls. And then Drew hits the claymore for the win.
Yeah.
Sami.
And that's
is still
how the
jogging.
Show ends. It's just Drew won a match that means nothing.
Correct.
And Sami loses again.
I mean, the show started so good.
Yeah. That's a show.
You know?
It is.
The first hour of Raw was pretty good.
It was.
You started with Punk. You had Drew become super heel. You had DIY versus Balor Priest, which is a really good match.
Really good.
Then you had some stupid R-Truth stuff. Then you had Cody and Seth, which was another really good segment.
Yeah.
Because Seth was so good. Then the rest of the show, you know.
Garbage.
Not so much.
Yep.
And that's why Triple H said it himself. He doesn't like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You gotta stretch it.
I don't know if anyone can make a 3-hour wrestling show good. Everything about it, all 3 hours good right. on a weekly basis. I don't think it's
hard to
possible.
Make anything 3 hours good.
That's what I always quote Kevin Nash. He's like, imagine if Breaking Bad were 3 hours yeah, every week.
Right.
You would hate yeah. it.
Would you want to fuck for 3 hours?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy.
That's different. That's different.
It is way different.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Good one.
Thank you.
Sex feels the same, whether it's 1 hour, 3 hours.
good joke.
Ah, comedy bullshit!
Yeah, Eric, enough of your comedy bullshit.
Yeah, nailed it.
All right, that is all for Raw, so let's give some awards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Zoe Stark.
It's good. I had her partner, Shayna Baszler.
Oh, that works.
Did you see Jackie Redmond?
I try not to.
That's terrible. What?
With her suit, her handsome suit?
Handsome.
She had a shirt and tie.
Brown pants, white shirt, and a brown tie, as if she's like a fucking businessman from the 1940s
she
or
was
something.
Paying tribute to Vince.
Dad, I'm so glad that you live in Tampa. I forgot my costume.
I forgot all my clothes, and I don't have time to buy clothes.
Yes.
I don't have time to go to Walmart, Dad. Just bring what you're wearing, and I'll take it from you.
Bring me what you're wearing right
Dad,
now.
Dad, I'm not worried about that. That's not my problem. Just give me your clothes.
Yeah.
My underwear, too? Yes. All oh, there's it. Poop on it. Gross. What? I'll send it to Vince. All right, I had Jackie Redmond.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Best dressed?
I had Rhea.
I'm going Kyrie.
Okay.
Kyrie's my girl.
Oh, she's your girl.
Oh.
Worst acting?
I had Nia Jax.
Man, Nia was bad. Oh. I have Michael Cole. Chelsea Green.
Fuck off.
R-Truth. Huh? R-Truth. Oh, okay. R-Truth.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Best acting?
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Yeah.
Honorable mention to Seth, though.
Honorable
mention
to Seth, to Drew.
Yeah.
Drew was really good as well.
Yeah.
Usually we don't get to choose from.
Even Cody wasn't bad.
No, fuck Cody. Fake fucking tears.
Fake crocodile
fucking
tears.
I needed your cheers to win the Rumble. Oh, God. Worst comment?
The American crybaby.
Yeah, the American bitch. Worst comment?
Chelsea Green.
That was bad, but again, I'm going to go with Cody crying with the...
Okay. Tears aren't talking, but whatever. Yeah.
I have, and Judgment Day retains.
Fucks. Yeah.
Best comment?
Punk talking about Chad Gilbert.
I had Punk saying there's always next year.
Yeah, next year.
Right.
Jets fan. I get it.
Worst match?
Shane and Zoe versus Green and Piper.
That is correct.
Sweet
bad.
Yeah.
Super slow-mo.
Bronson Reese versus mid Bronson lower Reese. Card Jey Uso.
Yeah. Same.
I'll go with the other women's. The other woman's tag.
Okay.
Chelsea Green. And, right?
Yeah.
No, the other one was Kabuki and Natalya and Tegan.
Natalya and Tegan. Come on. Best match?
Do you like to do it yourself?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Depends on how the mood strikes me.
Yeah, those guys.
No, you got it wrong.
What a great match.
Is the mood mood strikes.
How's the mood striking you now?
What's your name?
What's your name? Andy. Andy. Don't tell him, Mia K. Andy. I won't. Unless you want to be told on. Beth.
Wow, that really worked.
That really worked. I'm so now do I call her? No, you wait until she grows into a plant and then you fuck the plant.
It's Eric's favorite line.
It is. Fuck the plant.
All right, worst move.
Chelsea smiling after getting go to titted.
I'm just doing go to tits.
I got go to titted.
Yeah.
Go to tits. Jesus, it's so bad. Best move?
Was there really a best move? Was there anything that was like, oh, wow?
I could probably pick a couple things that like Johnny did in that match, but nothing crazy, nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
He's just a great worker.
I mean, I guess it was nice seeing them both lock in their submissions.
I was going to put that if I had to pick
something. That's
not bad. Yeah.
That's overplayed, though.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't write anything.
Nothing.
Yep.
Worst moment?
R-Truth segment. I'm done with it. Move
right.
On. They and beat now they're going to win the titles? Fuck off.
Right. They beat him up again, and next week he'll be like, hey, guys, I'm back. You know, it was just a misunderstanding.
You know, it's illegal to beat up a unitard.
I sold all your stocks.
What?
What stocks?
I liquidated what? Your assholes. Or what?
I liquefied you, you assholes.
I don't think you're saying that.
Truth, shut up. Don't tell everyone. Best moment? Punk and Drew.
Seth and Cody.
Or Seth and Cody.
Punk and Drew. Because both of them were good.
Punk and what?
Whereas Cody sucked.
Well, Cody, the Cody part, but when Seth is like trying to make a case for that title.
Seth was really like, good.
You know what? Fuck it. Let The Rock fight Reigns and give Cody this title.
Yeah, but Drew, I prayed for this and it happened.
Well, he was
great. I had Punk and Drew.
All right. Let's meet in the middle. Punk and Seth.
Meet in the middle.
Oh! All right. That is all for awards.
I have meat in the middle.
No.
I bet you do.
Yeah. I'm the meat in the middle.
You're about to have some. All right.
Wow.
On to breaking news. Hey, did you hear about like this Vince McMahon stuff? Crazy, right?
Right. Weird.
It's funny how we always joke about how it always, like the biggest story comes out Wednesday morning.
That's crazy.
Yes.
We talked about this for like 20 minutes on last week's AEW podcast on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. There were a lot of good jokes on there. But yeah. Turns out Vince likes to poop on people.
Turns out.
Yeah. I want to poop on you.
Allegations of Vince shitting on this woman's head while John Laurinaitis was fucking her. Vince goes to take a shower and Laurinaitis continues to have sex with this woman as the feces run down her hair. That's a direct quote from the papers.
Wait, was it like runny shit?
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a log?
It said it was running down her hair and back while Laurinaitis was...
Miz?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Jesus.
And there's also the allegations about Brock Lesnar. Like, Vince had her send photos to Brock Lesnar, and then Brock texted her that he wanted to pee on her.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly why Brock wasn't at the Rumble.
And may not be at Mania.
How does he not pay her? To keep this, like, he wakes up, he's like, John, what the fuck did we do last night? Dude, you took a shit on her.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Dude, you took a shit on her?
Wait, that's not John Lorne.
Yeah. You took a shit on her, and then you demanded that I continue to fuck her. You crazy son of a bitch.
You made me eat it.
And if it's like, look, this is the NDA. You agreed to $5 million. I threw in an extra million, and here it is.
Yeah.
Here's the $6 million.
Yes.
Here it is right here. Right. Just so we're clear, this is the money for signing this paper.
Right.
Take it all right now.
$6 million is like $600 to him.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not pay her?
Right.
That's the reason why this all came out. He promised her five. Yeah. He gave her one and then stopped paying her. The fuck you think is going to happen? You didn't hold up your end of the agreement.
Joe must have a few
Welcome
agreements.
To Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, seriously.
Nobody! That's well, what Donald it,
like,
Trump
says. These rich guys are so rich, they just don't even care.
No.
Fuck right. it.
I'm not I don't think pair. He cares about how anyone thinks of him.
Well, that's clearly.
Made me fuck yeah. a deer.
So he officially resigned from TKO. So hopefully he's gone forever. We would say never say never, but last time we thought he was gone and then he came back. But
right. There's a whole rumors song about it.
I can't see. Yeah. Oh, my God. We have to update that
one. We got to update it.
Vince McMahon took a shit on her head? Confirmed. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden Netflix wins it and they're like, yeah, we have a new sponsor. It's some kind of shit energy drink. We're not sure what this is. And all, then they go, we're going to play their ad. They paid us a lot of money. Yeah. And here's their ad. It's just like, Vince, I'm the number one sponsor. I bought 10 years of sponsorship for this shit.
Bye. You've heard of Woo Energy? It's Poo Energy.
Poo Energy.
I took a shit in every can. Yeah. That's tremendous.
I know you're not going to buy it. I just want the TV time.
Fuck those e-girls and their bathwater.
Yeah.
So
I Vince shit.
He's a disgusting person.
Yes.
Horrible.
And I imagine this Netflix documentary has to be canceled, unless it's just a hit piece on him. But Meltzer said Vince was interviewed for it, so
well,
That's canceled.
It can't come out canceled. Now.
I mean, it's got to be like, what is it? What was that HBO show, The Jackal? Where, like, he forgot he was Mike. He's like, at least they didn't bring up the part where I shit on that girl's head.
they leave it all in?
Yeah.
And it becomes, like, instead of Vince McMahon, the idol, it's like Vince McMahon, the horror.
Oh, are you talking about Robert Durst?
Yes.
Where he admitted to the murder while he was taking a shit?
Yes.
It's the funniest.
Like, he forgot to de-mic.
It's the most fucked up but funny thing you'll ever see. Well, you don't see it. You just hear it. Like, after this documentary where Robert Durst claims he's innocent, he goes to take a shit. And as he's in the bathroom, he's like, that's it. You're caught. They know everything. Like, he obviously was... Yeah. He's talking to himself, thinking he blew the whole interview. And then he's like, and the burping. And then he goes, killed them all, of course. And then you hear him, like, he pushes so hard. He goes, like there's a part where he just pushes it all out. It's like, good God.
Jesus Christ.
It's like so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Also, Logan Paul announced on his Instagram that he recently re-signed with WWE. He also said that he is now full time.
Except for, like, his podcast and promoting his energy drink.
Well, he once a week, Eric. That's all the other days of the week.
Okay.
You know? Sure. He says he's full time with WWE now.
He's Brock Lesnar full time.
Was that in an interview or a podcast or what?
His Instagram.
Did you see that weird interview that he had with
Cena?
No, like, who?
John Cena.
No.
Who? I don't know.
Is that what you said?
No,
you said Logan Paul's full time.
Mm-hmm.
The weird interview that he had, like, I have to pull it up, but, like, she's like, so who's next for you? Like, who are you going to fight next for your title now that you beat Kevin Owens? Like, right after the match, and he's like, I don't know.
Oh.
I got to go. And he just walks
off. On WWE.
Yeah.
I think he was selling, like, being concussed because he got hit with that brass knucks. He was like, oh, I'm...
Okay,
I think that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. It didn't seem like it, though. He's not that good of an actor. He really seemed like something was wrong.
I thought it was pretty obvious. He was just, like, selling being concussed. But.
Gotcha.
Any other news?
Yeah, I got a few different things. A couple things on Bayley. There's a picture going around.
Oh, yeah.
WWE 2K24 revealed Bayley, how Bayley will look in the video game. And my, what a hairline.
I mean, just my everything. It's awful.
Right.
This is the person I always joke that she is, Aunt Bayley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just give me one kiss.
Right. That looks like Uncle Bailey.
Uncle Bailey. But what's funny is she replied to this, help me.
Yeah.
So I thought
I tweeted this and I was like, this is a real video game in 2024.
Yeah.
On the next gen console.
Correct. Yeah. So make sure to check out our Twitter. You can see that photo.
It's fucking crazy.
Also, Bailey retweeted Triple H saying that she beat Rhea Ripley's record. Now she's ready to beat her at WrestleMania. And Rhea Ripley replied, Iron Woman match?
Yeah, good luck. That's not happening.
I know. But a man can dream.
What record?
Oh, the Rumble.
Longest time in the Rumble, yeah.
We should just call this Twitter time with Eric. It's more of like Twitter time than news.
Also, we didn't cover SmackDown this week, you know, because it was right before the Rumble. But this is kind of interesting. On SmackDown, Randy Orton said, can you read it in Orton?
The only number that's going to matter tomorrow night is number 15.
And he was referring to that's how many times he'll be world champion. But Cody Rhodes' number was 15.
Yeah.
And he won the Rumble. So that's kind of cool.
This is great. Whatever great ones do you have, Eric?
Yeah, well,
go fuck yourselves. Oh, Joe, what do you got? Oh, nothing. Cool.
I have trivia. It's my thing.
Nothing new.
Also, going back to the Vince thing, the Bella twins, or the Garcia twins, as they're known now, they responded to the allegations saying, like, we're horrified by this, you know, WWE needs to change. But they didn't even mention Laurinaitis.
No.
But, like, it was just, like, this generic statement that they felt they had to make. And it's like, unless you're going to actually say something.
Shut up.
Like, shut up. Like, it doesn't.
Don't make it about you.
It's your stepdad.
Yeah.
You know, say something about him, if anything.
Yeah. Also, this I thought this was kind of funny.
They're like, Dad, you kept fucking her?
With shit.
What?
With shit on her head.
Is he still married?
Is this why you always poop with the door open?
Yeah.
Jesus.
With shit in my eye.
as far as we know.
Oh, like, God, that's pink eye.
Yeah.
How you get pink
shut
eye.
Shut the fuck up!
Yep, it's Eric Hamilton's podcast.
It is. You keep interrupting me, you fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Because that's never happened.
No.
50 times a show.
No, never.
Welcome to Fox News.
I know you want me.
There's three of us. We can all share.
Oh, good. I get multiple microphones.
I think we've done more than a couple shows.
Joe, get your microphone in here.
Nice and blurry.
All right, nice and blurry. Great. This is awesome.
Lunch?
During the post-Rumble press conference, Triple H was asked about Jordynne Grace appearing. And he said, I won't use any cliche terms about what door people go through because it's stupid and silly. Mm-hmm. Basically taking a shot at AEW's forbidden door.
What's the Knockouts champion? What's her name?
Jordynne Grace.
Jordynne Grace?
Jordynne Grace.
Yeah. Because on the Rumble podcast, Jordynne Eric Grace. Said that it was Jordynne Grace. And then like 10 fans were like, no, it's Jordynne Grace.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's wrong with
you're
Eric?
The indie guy? You watch TNA.
All right, rumors. Let's go. Okay,
what's the opposite shut to the you fucking mark button? We need to start playing that.
Yeah,
he doesn't know anything about the indies.
Stupid.
Jordynne. All right, now that everyone's happy and
Jordynne Grace.
It's pronounced. A Jordan.
Jordan.
That's like Brian Regan, like, hey, Carolyn. It's Caroline.
Brian.
It's Caroline, Brian.
Oh, it's Brian.
Brian.
All right, rumor time.
Rumors.
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations.
That happened.
But then he returns and takes back the company.
He did that.
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power.
Jesus. Oh my God.
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache.
Confirmed.
Hey, remember we were talking about shit and piss?
Oh, yeah. Is there more?
There's more.
I'm hoping.
More Dave, shit and piss.
Dave Meltzer reports that Brock Piss Lesnar
was
scheduled to return at the Royal Rumble, but was scrapped due to the allegations.
Oh.
Meltzer says that Bron Breakker replaced Brock in the Rumble and did everything that Brock was going to do, including getting eliminated by Dominic Mysterio.
Yes.
Mania match.
He said that Brock was going to face Dominic at Elimination Chamber.
And kill him?
I guess.
There was rumors that Brock and Gunther was actually going to happen this year.
Right, at Mania. There's no word on when or if Brock will ever come back.
Yeah.
God.
I would think yes.
Right.
Yeah, because
I would think yes.
He's one of these guys where it's like, is he like, he's almost beyond any kind of rumor, right? If there was hard proof he did something, yeah, he's gone, right?
Yeah.
But like rumors, he's beyond that. I think he's too big of a star, and I don't know.
But it's in the Vince stuff. That's the problem.
He's coming for you, boy. And he's coming hard.
He's coming hard.
But is he going to be back for Mania? Because if so, he'd have to come back soon, and this just came out.
Yeah.
No, I think he's...
SummerSlam?
I think it's scrapped for Mania. Anything he would do. It's too soon.
So Gunther Brock is gone.
Yeah.
But Gunther could get the...
Seth.
Promotion, go to Seth if Rock doesn't wrestle. Yeah, we'll
it'd
see.
Be great. I love it.
Also, PW Insider reports that the SmackDown commentary team will now be Corey Graves and Wade Barrett. Corey will be doing play-by-play.
Really? I'm a little nervous about that.
That might be good because Corey lately has, you know, been a little too goofy as the heel guy.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be better.
Right.
Mm.
I always like Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
And Bronson Reed's not on SmackDown, so he's not going to get soaked.
Poor Barrett.
Mm. Yeah. Any other rumors?
I do have a rumor.
Good.
Yeah. And it's actually a What's Wrong with Wrestling and Hollywood Hogwash crossover rumor.
Oh! Don't believe it.
So apparently...
It must be about John Cena.
So apparently in Captain America Brave New World, the Serpent Society has been completely removed, which means Seth Rollins is no longer in the film.
Oh, that sucks.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do they shoot it all and then not use it?
Welcome to Marvel.
Right.
We always have reshoots galore.
Yeah. So we may not see Seth Rollins in the MCU.
I'm sure he was just going to be like he probably didn't have any lines. He was just one of the guys.
That's
like
it.
Like Matthew Berry in Endgame, where he's just like there.
Seth was in one of the Sharknado movies.
He was the one that super kicked the shark, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Trivia time.
Okay. We are going to do a couple of questions here. Let's see who gets it right. So we talked about Jordynne Grace in the Rumble.
Yep.
And then you've also got Ivy Nile. Remember when they were showing feats of strength between the two of them and everything? I'm looking for, and I want one of you to go first. I guess we'll go Eric, give you the honors. What is the total number of eliminations that they had? So add Ivy's and Jordynne's to combine. What is the total number of eliminations?
Is this like a high or lower?
No, just you guess a number, then Andrew will guess a number, then whoever's closest wins.
Okay. One.
Andrew.
Five.
Zero.
Zero.
They showed feats of strength, and then they eliminated no one.
I was thinking, I'm like, I don't think they eliminated anybody.
Did you say feet strength?
Feet of strength.
Feet of strength. Next question. If Andrew gets right, well, there'll be a tiebreaker. Andrew goes first. How many men in the Men's Rumble didn't eliminate anyone?
The Miz. All right, that's one.
Oh, God.
Just give me a minute. How many men didn't eliminate anyone? 13.
Eric?
15.
One of you got it exactly right.
Thank you.
Andrew.
Yes.
13.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember because I was keeping tabs and it was a fairly long list.
Right.
Yeah. All
right. How about we'll just do first to say this is the tiebreaker. The other person can say in a different number. How many people did CM Punk eliminate?
Three.
Well, Eric was doing the fucking thing. Eric was the one keeping track.
Right, say a different
four.
Number.
Two. Oh, no.
Bonus points for who?
Drew.
Dread. Three.
What?
What?
I already said it was two.
Oh.
I just said bonus points.
Who did he eliminate? He eliminated Drew.
Drew and one other person.
Oh.
Who is
also starts with a D.
Dominic.
Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right. There you go.
Suck it, Andrew. All right.
So, wow.
Don't worry. So you can win trivia next week.
No, that's okay. I have the pay-per-view prediction championship that you haven't had in like a year or so. So that's cool. What? I have that.
Oh, we still do that?
We still do it.
I hear. I don't know. We still do it.
You came
Andrew.
So, Eric, so close.
I'm taking it from him at Mania.
You were so close.
We do it for Andrew so he won't feel bad.
Uh-huh. All right.
You're McMahon, the champ, buddy. Helmsley.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Imagine.
Eric's been our make-a-wish kid for 8 years now.
How many damn wishes does he have?
It's a good tax write-off.
I'm about to break a wish.
Guys, you guys think maybe like I could do this podcast like every week?
Yes, you can, buddy. Yes, you can.
Right.
Eric Lees were like, fucking Mark.
Remember when you used to text me every week just to ask if I wanted to do it?
Yeah.
Before I just started showing up every week?
Yeah.
Then there's that news report like the SNL skit with Jonah Hill. And in the news tonight, a local loser is doing a podcast every week now for 7 years.
Yeah. it was funny because at first it'd be like, hey, you want to do the podcast with us? And then you're just like, podcast? And then you're just like, Zuh? You basically texted, and I'm like, bleh?
Yeah.
And that was yes.
Eric's like, on one condition, put me on the logo.
Yeah.
Andrew's like, done.
All right, done.
And Eric's like, I should have asked for more.
But put me on the logo, but don't make it creepy. Yeah. You get perfect. One of those. You get one of those.
Dude, that couldn't be funnier. Come on.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with that. That was John David Guerra's idea.
My thumb is up Sean's asshole. It's
the hand on the shoulder is so good.
Yeah, where's my other hand?
Who knows?
If we ever add Josh, we're gonna have Josh creeping behind Eric.
Just like right here. Just his hair.
Yeah.
He'd have to Josh is on there, you just can't see him because he's squatting.
Yes. That's perfect. He's blowing Sean. All right, fan questions. McMahon Helmsley, line of the night during the DIY match. Balor yelled, do you know what time it is, Priest? And McAfee, without missing a beat, said 8:34.
Nice.
I didn't realize that. That's pretty funny.
That's nice.
The Hurricane. Friendly reminder to keep the question short and spell check. I mean, for God's sakes, please read. Yeah, please. Yeah. JT Pisani, just curious what the three of you think. Was CM Punk's injury just a freak accident, or you think it was a mix of bad luck and conditioning? I know there's a lot of Punk fans out there, but to me, it didn't look like ring rust. Looked like he was ill-prepared physically and didn't put in enough preparation time beforehand. I think it's a freak accident.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's older.
Right.
You know?
There was videos that he posted of him training at the Performance Center with NXT talent. He was basically running the drills with them.
Things are going to break easier.
He's older. And look, it's been happening. He got injured twice in AEW.
Yeah.
Like, so...
Well, there were a bunch of empty-headed dumb fucks.
That's true. But it is concerning that, you know, can he really... How much longer is he going to be able to do this, you know?
Right. I mean, it's not the first injury that happened. Like, when Edge returned, he gave AJ Styles that spear.
Yeah.
And AJ got injured.
Right. Right.
You know, so it just happens.
T-Mill, Gunther's the youngest guy poised to make the leap to top guy status. He's 36. With the top of the roster in the twilight era of their careers, who do you think is poised to break out in the next few years that can carry the brand for a long period of time?
That's a really good question.
It's going to be Bron Breakker.
Oh, no.
No. He's our next Roman.
No. Like, who in 10 years is carrying the company when all those guys are gone?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean, shit.
That's the name.
They haven't built anyone up to do it.
No.
We all know it's going to be Austin Theory.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, shut up. Agreed. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Jonathan Smith, thoroughly happy McAfee's on commentary moving forward.
Yep.
Until likely college football season. That's true.
Well, I don't know. Like, I can see where... The problem with him doing SmackDown is he's in one city Friday night and then he's going to be somewhere Saturday morning.
Right.
Whereas but you work Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then you can be somewhere by Monday night.
That's true.
You know? Yeah,
that's true. Maybe. Rashad Law, who do you think will be the breakout stars for 2024? That's funny.
It is funny.
Hopefully Gunther. Hopefully LA Knight.
Gunther's already...
He's a star. He's a star.
Gunther and Knight are already stars.
He's a star.
Carmelo Hayes?
That could be one.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know how he is on the mic, really, but that could be one.
Willie Fistergash. Mm. Well, if it's Vince, probably.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the championship scramble matches, like when Chris Jericho lost against Shawn Michaels in an unsanctioned match? Then he got added into the scramble and left the pay-per-view world... He left the pay-per-view world heavyweight champion.
Like, how did the scrambles... I forget how the scrambles work.
Oh,
was it just really like remember. You pin and then you're champion and whoever's champion at the end of the match wins the belt?
Is it one of those?
I think.
I guess. I don't really remember this.
Yeah. Because that's what they did with, like, at WrestleMania 16.
Like the hardcore belt?
Yeah.
That was so dumb.
But that's a hardcore. Like, that's a who gives a shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ethan, counting down the days until Bron Breakker is given a math promo. Yep, cross your fingers.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Eric, do you think they would ever Chris Benoit Vince if found guilty and remove all of his content? They would never remove all of his content. He is the whole show, but
yeah. I mean, I don't think they've completely removed every episode and pay-per-view with Chris Benoit.
Yeah, no. If you go watch the old stuff, you know what I mean? You can see Chris Benoit matches.
Right. Like, if they didn't, like, quote unquote cancel Vince for him dropping the N-word on ECW, then they're not gonna remove his stuff for this.
Yeah, they're not. They may not honor him
right
in the future.
He may not get into the Hall of Fame.
Could you imagine?
Oh God!
Who's gonna introduce me? Me! I'm gonna introduce myself.
It's just gonna be him holding up this puppet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Vince McMahon. You know, oh, thank you, Vince McMahon.
In like 10 years, when he's been out of the media and then he passes away, Stephanie will induct him.
10 to
their
years.
Hall of Fame.
After he passes away.
His mother lived to be 100.
Right. In 20 years.
Yeah, billionaires live to be as old as they want, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Stephen Lally, if Cody chooses Seth at Mania, he's the biggest idiot in the history of wrestling. Dave the Wave, a year away, but do you think Netflix will keep Raw on after it airs live or wait a month like we need to for Peacock to watch the replay?
I would imagine.
It's a month?
I guess.
On Peacock? I think
so. Well, I guess if you have like any like regular.
Oh, I think because it after Raw, it airs somewhere else for a while.
Oh, maybe.
Like I have YouTube TV and I record it, so that's there for me whenever I want it.
Right, right.
So yeah. If you have like a regular type of, you know, TV subscription. But outside of that,
no,
I guess
no, it's true. Like, no, really, if it is, maybe you get to watch it for a week and then it goes to Peacock after that. Because Peacock has the network. Mm. You know?
Yeah. It's gonna be I imagine like it'll be available immediately.
You think so?
Yeah, I would imagine too.
I think so.
Why hide it?
Yeah.
Right.
Terry Dactyl and Kayfabe, or you know what it'll be? Netflix will have the current season of Raw.
There you go.
Then when the next season starts, that like, you know, they're not going to be able to keep it. That's usually how those contracts work.
Oh, I see.
Terry Dactyl and Kayfabe, what reason is there for Priest not to cash in every time he's been in the same building with an injured Seth Rollins?
Correct.
It's really getting dumb.
It right? is.
Like, Seth should at least have bodyguards.
Like, just fucking do it already.
It defies all logic.
Yeah.
Mike, how do you guys keep watching wrestling? Serious question. I don't have cable anymore. And when I found out about wrestling terms and backstage politics, I lost my joy into something I felt was real when I was a kid.
Did we ever say we enjoy it?
Yeah.
Oh, only because I get paid now.
Yeah, correct. We do this podcast. And
right.
That's why I watch
Speaking
it.
Of which, I forgot who said this, but they were saying that, you know, Netflix is getting Raw in January. USA, the contract with USA runs out in October. So as of right now, there's like no one knows where Raw's going to air for the next couple months.
Please just have SmackDown on for a few months. That'd be amazing.
Just off the air for a couple months.
Oh, yes.
Like they take a few months off. They completely revamp it.
Because like it's funny. Why would Netflix just, you know, take Raw in October?
Makes no sense.
But as of right now, could you imagine they're on YouTube or something?
Oh I God. Wish, but I don't believe that. I'm sure they have a plan.
Yeah. PCJ, I rarely watch Raw or SmackDown due to limited time as a stay-at-home dad to a four-year-old. Watching the Rumble matches for both men and women was very frustrating for me because until the person walked out, I mostly had no clue who was coming out because of their shitty generic music most of the roster has.
Yep.
At least if they had set up a proper entrance stage with a Titantron, that would have helped. But I'm tired of these tiny and uninspiring baseball stadium entrances. That's true. But it's
agreed.
Like, because they're selling out these fucking places now, they don't have a stage anymore for these pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Just to sell more tickets.
But you could build a stage.
Yeah.
Like Dallas had a stage when the first one that we went to. That was beautiful huge.
Yeah, they have to for Mania, right?
Yeah, yeah, but Mania.
Mania and Saudi Mania is now they're the only pay-per-views that get stages now.
SummerSlam and the Rumble, no.
No.
That's dumb.
And it was funny because I think it was Minute Maid Park was the first one to have the Rumble, the first baseball stadium. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, they're going to be coming out through the dugout. And it was like the dugout. It was like, oh my God, that's going to look so cool. And then they did, but they hid the fact that they would come out.
Right.
Like, why not show them coming out of a baseball dugout? That would be really fucking cool.
They did it the year before, I think, in Arizona. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Well, either way, use the dugout. That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
It was like you couldn't even see them come out either.
No.
Like you'd kind of see them just kind of pop into the frame. You're like, oh, there they are.
Right.
Right. I mean, even WrestleMania this year is like, because WWE is so popular,
right.
Like they're pulling a Taylor Swift and putting all their fans in the poorhouse, Oh, you want to come to WrestleMania? Yeah. You better take out a loan. You better take out a second mortgage.
Basically.
I mean, the cheapest tickets are like $500 right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane. And that's the two-day passes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Andy Nance, what the fuck's the fascination with The Weeknd and his music 5 years in a row now?
Yeah, that's...
Come the on. WrestleMania song has been the week by The Weeknd 5 years in a row.
Yeah, I get it.
Does like he write a new song or they just use one of his songs?
No, the album that it's off of is like a couple years old.
So it's not a new song or anything. He just plays his old song.
Yeah.
That's like weird. He
doesn't... So this song is from an album that came out in 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tyrone Grizz, goddamn Seth, this man ain't giving an ounce of a fuck in 2024. What the fuck did Roman do to deserve this? That's, yeah.
No.
That's funny. I wonder if Roman is a little offended by what he's saying. Like, for real. Like, no one cares about Roman anymore. No one wants to watch him. This guy's never here.
Yeah.
You know? Vince McMustache, I think we now know how WWE got its motto. Laurinaitis asked Vince, when do you want to bang this chick and crap on her head? And Vince said, then, now, forever,
forever,
together,
together.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, together.
Steven with a V, guys, I shit on my wife's head the other day.
Oh.
And needless to say, she didn't like it. She loved it.
Ooh. Ah.
Rumble Gross. Trivia, which wrestler has the longest gap between their first and second Rumble win?
First and second.
Randy Orton?
Shawn's back to back.
No.
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Damn it.
Yeah.
19 years.
Suck it, Joe.
Triple H was 14 years.
Okay. Mm.
And Edge, 11 years.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tony Khan, thanks, guys. If you saw, I banned some chants about Chris Jericho live on Dynamite. Live on Dynamite. What will it take to ban the what chant? Absolutely ruined Punk's promo. I didn't even notice it because when you're really good, you don't really notice
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
And he ignored it.
Correct.
Rizzler, fairly certain with R-Truth liquidating Priest assets. He sold that contract. This isn't a new theory, but Priest cashing in wins. But no contract in the briefcase angle is looking pretty good right now. Like, Truth sold the contract.
Right.
He liquidated his assets. And that wouldn't be bad because I don't want Priest as a champion.
Yeah, right.
Did they just take it off of him? That's it.
Right. Like, can you imagine, like, he cashes in, he wins the title, and then the ref's like, wait, there's no contract in here.
Like, they've ever opened it.
Right.
Ever. Before a match.
Ever.
And signed it.
Mike,
he's got to win, right? He's got to beat someone. These cash-ins are too like infrequent now. I
know.
Yeah,
Mike the Dick, Vince
nice.
And Brock versus R. Kelly and Epstein in an anything goes match. Who wins?
I keep telling you, Jeffrey Epstein is 74 and he's dead.
Master Tyler Bader, Joe, what do you think? Joe, what do you think Tyler Bate does in his free time?
He goes to his wife and he goes.
He used to do that to Kathy Kelly, so.
No, it's Liv Morgan.
Oh, no, I think Kathy Kelly too.
Oh, really?
I think so. Maybe.
Someone posted like a tweet from 2018 when he was dating Liv Morgan. Liv was like, oh, I got this pimple. This pimple is really annoying. And then. Tyler Bates said, ew. And then she goes, pop it for me. He goes, with my teeth. So it goes in my mouth. So.
What?
Yeah. Lord Chulu, I'm so sick of Judgment Day. Always talking about taking care of business. It's true. Every week. I didn't even bring it up this week because it was like, yeah, this is
right.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking care of business and them holding the tag titles hostage. No other titles are changing hands. So how about the tag titles? Come on, Hunter. What the fuck is going on?
Take care of that business.
Yeah. Cooper, the super duper.
Pooper scooper.
Pretty shitty. Looks like two Orlando Blooms playing the roles of Legolas and Will Turner.
Legolas.
The Orlando Bloom characters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
From what movie?
What are their names?
What movie is that from?
Legolas? Lord of the Rings and
Lord of the Rings.
We'll turn. Oh, this Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You fucking mark
for YouTube
for movies.
Yeah. Oh, I like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are.
What are their names?
Those are great.
What is pretty shitty names?
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. There you go.
Elton Prince and Kip Sabian.
Oh, so close. Kit? But still, for naming an AEW wrestler.
You fucking
Kip Sabian.
Yeah.
Kit Wilson. Damn it. Next time.
I want to be a fucking Mark.
I want to be a Mark.
Come on.
And have MJM talk to me.
MJM going to be number 30 in the Rumble.
Whoa, easy.
You believed it. There's a video online. Check our TikTok. Please follow us.
He had me for the 10 seconds when the countdown was coming. I was like, right. If he doesn't, I'm going to choke him.
And he did.
And I did.
And we have it on there.
Mitchell, WrestleMania Challenge. You're in charge of WrestleMania 40 booking. You have 2 weeks to present your perfect cards. Remember, CM Punk won't be available. Well, we're not going to give you our full cards here. But like, what's a match that you would make, I guess?
Oh, I mean, I would have Cody versus Roman. I would Gunther versus Seth.
Yeah.
I
think I would do LA Knight versus Seth at this point. You know, give the fans, like, you know, this guy deserves the title. He's over with the crowd. It would be a huge moment.
I would.
Gunther's a heel. Yeah. You know, Gunther could use it, but Gunther's a heel.
I think, I don't know Seth's status. I don't know what his real injury is. Let's assume for a second there's a chance he won't wrestle.
Yeah.
Like he said. I would strip him and have like a little mini tournament where LA Knight wins it.
Sure.
That's what I would do.
Seth's going to wrestle. He's just going to wrestle, you know. He said he's going to do it. He never said maybe not.
Yeah.
No, he said, like, I'm going to fight. I'm going to try my best to get in there.
No. He said, I am wrestling at WrestleMania.
We'll see.
You could always have Priest cash in on him. Mm. And then have Priest as champion. Then if you have LA Knight, then it's like a huge win over
that could be interesting. Like
a champion Priest, that no one likes.
He cashes in early in the night or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you advertise Seth to wrestle and then you're going to false flag
it's a
everyone.
Movie.
No, that
it's a
sucks.
Story. It's a TV show.
Hey, guys, instead of watching Seth Rollins wrestle, you get Damian Priest. No thanks.
Seth?
I mean, yeah. I'll pass.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. He could very well cash.
Finally,
in.
That button was there for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, it makes more sense for Gunther to beat Seth since Seth is legit hurt.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, a nice big heel win at Mania, sure.
Boner. So, what's wrong with wrestling? What do you want to cry about? Way too much crying on Raw this week. Last time so many grown men cried at the same time was when you posted Josh's, hey, I didn't see you there video. Yeah, that was... Chef Dave, when Vince allegedly shit on that girl's head, do you think he said, this is such good shit? And that's where the phrase came from. Shitting on people and making them say it's good shit.
Probably.
Yeah, it's good shit, Vince. It really is.
It's the best shit ever.
Drew, so I was watching SmackDown with my 9-year-old daughter when the women's tag match was on. She asked who they were, and I said, party puss. Actually, I got no idea.
Awesome.
Nice.
Love that.
Oh, my God. Eric, read that name for us.
Vince McScatman.
Yeah. Now that Lesnar can't come back because he has a pee fetish, does that mean Goldberg comes back to face Gunther
at
WrestleMania?
And squash him.
No, his contract's up.
He'd probably squash him.
Nacho Man, with the rumors of Aleister Black and Buddy Matthews coming WWE as soon as their contracts are up, how do you book them when they come back? Oh, just have tag matches on like the lesser show for 3 years.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, that was AEW. No, I mean, they're both really good wrestlers. I don't know exactly how I'd book them, but I would feature them on the fucking show.
Right. I still remember that Roman Reigns versus Buddy Matthews match.
Buddy Murphy at the time.
Buddy Murphy, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It was really good.
That was great.
He can come back as a face and then challenge Dominic for mommy's love.
Ooh, there you go.
Justin Hedges, no question, but I'm glad you all answer the ones you get and are not Triple H who gives half-ass answers. People were like shitting on Triple H for not really talking about the Vince thing, but it's like, how could he?
What is he going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw the shit. Oh, you did?
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't say, okay, look, we all know you want to ask about Vince. please keep your questions about the pay-per-view or something relevant.
Right. I mean,
you know,
yeah. You had to say was it's a legal matter we can't discuss.
Correct. Right. That's it.
Dashing Dan. So the Rumble was the first.
You're also dealing with people who aren't fully vetted journalists.
Well, you think?
So.
In fact, none of them are.
None of them.
The Dashing Dan. So the Rumble was the first time I really saw. Yeah, what did Green Shirt Guy ask? What question did he ask? Can I have an autograph or something?
I think so. He's like, you got me for Elimination Chamber in Perth, right? My usual spot.
So the Rumble was the first time I really saw Bron Breakker in action. Is there any difference between him and Mojo Rawley? Both are just roided meathead frat boys.
Oh.
That's true.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Figure it out!
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez. Oh,
the blue paint. The blue jizz.
He just did a blue pen. The pen is blue!
Yeah.
The goddamn pen is blue! That's what I tweeted when he fucking did that.
Right.
That
was so stupid.
Carlos Ramirez to the marks that said CM Punk looked out of shape and tired at the Rumble. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh,
put
Josh.
The chips and phone down and go to a fucking gym, you fucking mark.
Wow.
All right. Miggy Snatch, by keeping the Money in the Bank briefcase so long, has Damian Priest guaranteed himself the WrestleMania main event? Yeah, no.
No.
I hope not.
Zavesi Nips? I don't know. What do you guys say when people who don't watch wrestling ask, why do you watch wrestling?
I got to get paid.
Yeah.
No, I just say, you know what? When it's good, it's really fun. It's like a good shit TV show.
Right. When it's good, it's fucking great.
And we're vested. We're life vested.
Yeah.
Right.
We're grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Todd Fricker, Push Fire Barry, shitting on a girl's head.
Oh, God.
It's fire.
Having a threesome with Vince.
Fire.
Having Barry. A threesome with Johnny Ace.
Push.
What the fuck, Todd? Jesus.
Yeah. Come on. It's all bad.
Asked and answered. Next question.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan's brother.
Joe taking one for the team.
What did y'all think of my brother, Drew, dude? Funny story that I actually helped him come up with the Scottish Psychopath name. Serious, though, that segment between him and Punk. I mean, for God's sakes, I came, brother.
Right.
They used to call me the Hulker Psychopath.
Yeah.
Jesus, what the fuck is that?
The Hulker Path.
The Hulker Path.
George Lucas, WWE is becoming like the Epstein Island with all of its closet skeletons.
Wow, Jesus. Kind of.
How long realistically before there's a complete name change, like when it changed from WWF to WWE? That's a good point. They could just change it all to TKO, I guess. Great show, and can you give a shout out to Chats? He's not happy. Reggie gets all the attention. All right. I don't know what that means. Axe, is Rollins versus Sammy versus Drew the best realistic pivot for the title match at Mania?
I mean, that could be fun. God, Sammy. What if Sammy fought Seth?
I mean, his time was past, though. Like,
I know.
His time.
I know.
I don't think he's won a match since he was in the Bloodline.
Kimbo, do you think Vince is the kind of guy to perform a Chicago sunroof to an intern's 94 Honda Accord for banter? Maybe something that hasn't came out of the scandals yet. Yeah, it's possible.
Hmm.
Well, one person said it was like, this woman he agreed to pay $3 million. Another lawsuit from like 20 years ago at the time was like $7.5 million he agreed to pay her.
Yeah.
And that was because the whole thing was, it was one of the divas. And Vince was like forcing her to fuck him. And then when she said, I don't want to do this anymore, he sent her down to OVW, and people did research, and they were like, that was Christy Hemme. So.
Ooh. Yeah. Yowzes.
Yeah. But probably. Chicago sunroof? Yeah. Let's be real for a minute. Best line, Michael Cole saying the ref during the DIY match looked like Eddie Munster. Literally said that before. He said it because it's so true. I don't even remember what the ref looked like.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about chicken parmesan.
Chicken parm?
Yeah.
Mm. James Powell, so Truth and Miz winning the tag titles at Mania? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so.
Jake Baker, Cody will more than likely go for Roman. Pushfire Barry, Seth's Mania opponent. Gunther, McIntyre, heel Ciampa. Yeah. Jake?
You fucking mark!
But yeah, push that.
Yeah, definitely push that.
Push heel Ciampa.
Yeah.
For sure. Tony Khan's coke dealer, Push Firebury, Braun Breaker, Gunther, LA Knight.
Push Knight, Barry Gunther, Firebreaker.
Yes.
I like that.
Aaron Rodgers, Achilles, Super Bowl prediction, Tay-Tay all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it's the Niners, but they just, you know.
Chiefs are going to win, and that fucker's going to propose to her.
Chiefs 31, Niners 28.
There you go. Heard it here first.
He's going to propose to her on the field. Not. It'll be the biggest like social media thing ever.
Sure.
Wasn't that the prediction that Hardman gave on Hard Knocks for that guy?
31-28.
Jets over the Niners. And they're like, well, I guess he was just predicting
the his own score.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Imagine.
Right. That would be crazy. Then we know it's a script for sure.
For sure.
Scripted just like the WWE.
Yep.
So. All right. That's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Weekly AEW recaps, brackets, and coming very soon our What If episode.
Yeah. Vince shit on your head.
What would this puppet look like if it was the Vince that got bought out by TKO?
He would have
jet black hair and a pencil mustache.
And he would have a hole in the back.
Yeah.
That shit out of.
Would you just push Tootsie Rolls through.
Yeah. I'll bring a Sharpie next week.
This shit only comes out when you bring like a Barbie action figure next to it.